The following content is not intended as medical advice. Always consult your own physician, pharmacist, or healthcare professional for your own healthcare concerns.
Bringing you a passion for health and wellness, Dr. Omar Uliwa is here to answer your pharmaceutical questions. Now, let's go in the pharmacy with Earl Ingram and Dr. Omar.
Doctor, my eyes have seen the years and the slow parade of fears without crying. Now I want to understand. I have done all that I could to see the evil and the good without hiding. You must help me if you can. Doctor, my eyes.
All right, it's that time again, as always. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. Text us at that same number. And it's my favorite time of the week as we welcome back Dr. Omar, who is, you're in the pharmacy. With Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thiensville. Good morning to you, Dr. Omar. How you doing, sir?
Good morning, Earl. I'm doing great. Sorry for my voice. I'm recovering from an infection.
How can it be possible that the doctor is suffering from an infection?
I traveled. I was battling something in the air, but luckily I had some good supplements, so I was fine until I came home. But my wife was sick, and I think she got me sick. So I was like, uh-oh. I had to use an antibiotic this time. Okay, so it's like you have to humble yourself to science, you know. You try to help yourself with, if it's viral and you have some things to help you at home, that's fine. But if you know for sure that you have an infection that needs a medication, you have to humble yourself and start taking the course of medication as prescribed by the doctor. And thank God I did not have to take sick days from work. And that's why I wanted to talk today about the importance of supporting your immune system. So even if you get sick, you get less days of sickness, Earl, and that's very important.
So before we go to Dr. Omar, there's this clarion call now about the bird flu and about that's going on, and it's impacting milk and eggs and cows themselves and all those things. What are we to think? I mean, how do you address those issues?
Yeah. Well, actually, it's very unfortunate that the highly pathogenic avian influenza virus, it was detected in March 2022. And I think there are some reports that are bringing it back. The challenge that's happening here is that there's so many viruses and the immune system is like trying to fight them, but they change how they look. And that's when the virus gets to be kind of harder to fight. So for us as people trying to hear this news and just kind of work around it, what we have to do is, I would say, when you are healthy, support your immune system with daily doses of conservative amounts of vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, a good product that you have that you take every day to just have your immune system in a good shape. So if something hits you, it doesn't hit you as hard as everyone else, like what happened during COVID and what happened after COVID. And now we have like avian flu information. We have the Salmonella outbreak, which is very serious. Even if one person only got sick in Wisconsin from eating fresh basil, you have to be able to protect yourself. And it's not just vitamin C and vitamin D. I want to shed some light on the importance of taking probiotics. probiotics or healthy bacteria.
So what are probiotics?
Probiotics are simply capsules or powder that you take that are what you have in your gut is like an environment of healthy and unhealthy bacteria. Probiotics means you are increasing the number of the healthy bacteria so you can extract the food, fight the viruses, because anything that you take from the mouth, it just has to go in the GI tract, has to be digested, go through your system. So if it's not absorbed and killed by the good bacteria, killed by the good acid that's in your gut, you're not going to get sick, or you're not going to get as sick. So it's a science that have been growing in the last 10 years significantly. So there are probiotics that help the gut health, probiotics that help immune health, and there are probiotics that help brain health that are called psychobiotics. So it became a science on its own.
So we don't know. I mean, I often see all these commercials about probiotics. How do we know what are the right probiotics to take? Because, you know, everybody's, you know, they realize it's an opportunity to make money. How do we know which probiotics we should be taking?
You should be asking, best person to ask about probiotics, I believe, is pharmacists, because we have access to the strains, which by that I mean the type of probiotics that can help with certain health conditions. So there are probiotics that help with IBS, inflammatory bowel syndrome, certain strains of lactobacillus. There are ones that help to prevent and treat salmonella, believe it or not, because when we hear that one person got sick from salmonella, maybe a lot of people get the infection, but few people get sick, who are people with weakened immune system. That's what the CDC says, weakened immune system. So if you just want to support the immune system, have good gut health, I would tell you, or at least 6 months a year, you take a good probiotics. In my pharmacy, when someone walks into my store who takes zero supplements, I have them leave with a good multivitamin, probiotics, fish oil, omega-3, because I'm trying to cover the 90% of what's going to help protect your health.
Let's do this. Let's go to the phone lines. And Julie, good morning to you, Julie. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for listening. You say what?
Thanks for having the show, because it's very informative. Two things. The other day you were talking about turmeric. You were also talking about, you know, multivitamins. And does turmeric react adversely if you're on Eliquis?
Turmeric is a blood thinner, so it would affect if taking Eliquis. You have to consult your doctor if you take turmeric and Eliquis. And if you decide to take turmeric, just take half of the dose of what's on the label, and always consult your doctor, because your doctor might tell you not to take turmeric. And if you cannot take turmeric and you want something anti-inflammatory, there are other options that can be taken instead of turmeric if you are on Eliquis or Xarelto or other blood thinners, because people on blood thinners have a challenge with certain supplements that can increase the risk of bleeding. So something like turmeric, something like high-dose fish oil above 3 or 4 grams a day. But there are other options, and I have in my arsenal other options that I provide instead of turmeric for people who cannot take turmeric.
Okay. Can I ask one more question?
Yes.
Sure.
Oh, okay. So the probiotics, I'm glad you were talking about that today, because I had a ruptured gastric ulcer. I had like a hole in my stomach the size of a nickel. They had to patch. I had emergency surgery. So now, and then after surgery, I had a bunch of blood clots. So that's what led to now I got to be on blood thinners. They couldn't figure out why I got so many blood clots. But anyway, now I'm on Protonix. They also couldn't figure out how I got this ulcer, because I passed, like, you know, all the tests. And can I take, so I was kind of always afraid to take probiotics because I was afraid they were going to mess with my stomach, and it ended up my stomach was having its issues anyway. Can I take those now while I'm taking Protonix?
Because you had an ulcer, you had surgery, you had a lot of antibiotics, I believe, more than one course of antibiotics. I believe you need more than that. You need total gut restoration program based on your specific needs. So not just probiotics. We need to see if you have gut permeability issues. So I would highly recommend that you you make an appointment with me or with an integrative physician or practitioner to check what is to do some gut tests and see what other supplements that can be helpful to just kind of restore your gut health to where it should be. It's not just Protonix is what you need to work on. So it's a multifactorial program is what you need specific for your needs. And you can contact me for further information on that.
So what's the number again?
262-429-9429, or you can go to the website wiltopiarx.com and schedule an appointment. I make appointments on Thursdays now, and I'm going to open the calendar longer in the coming few weeks.
Okay, great. Thank you.
Hey, Julie.
Anybody having stomach issues, go see a GI doctor. Really go see
yes,
them.
Yes, I agree.
And if they want to do tests, get the test done. I'm telling you, it's worth it. You don't want to be in a situation like I had.
Hey, Julie, thank you for, you know, participating and always, you know, willing to have a conversation. And most people are private and they don't want to do that, but you help many people when you're able to do what you just did. So I thank you very much. You know, Dr. Omar, you talked about salmonella. I remember hearing, you know, years ago, salmonella poisoning. And people don't know what that is, where it comes from. Let's talk a little bit about salmonella poisoning. Oh, let's do that. Hang on. 844-967-2789 is the number. You are now in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. 844-967-2789 is the number. Join us.
About dying? Well, before you do anything rash, dig this.
Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
All right, welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar, the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. You can join us at 844-967-2789. And Dr. Omar, they can always reach you via website. What's your website?
WelltopiaRx.com. Wellness, Welltopia is wellness, utopia, and Welltopia becomes WelltopiaRx.com.
All right. So let's, before we, you know, went to break, we're talking about salmonella outbreaks.
Salmonella. Yes.
Let's talk about that and what that is and how dangerous it is.
In our bodies, there are good bacteria and bad bacteria. Salmonella is a type of bad bacteria that comes from food poisoning, okay? It can come from contaminated foods like poultry, eggs, fresh fruits and vegetables. What happens is that it can cause diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps. These are the mild symptoms, headache, nausea, vomiting. But if it goes to the bloodstream, it's going to hit the organs of the body, like kidney, liver, and it's going to cause more serious issues. Most people recover on their own with mild symptoms sometimes, but very few people with weakened immune system, according to the research done by the CDC. Since 1984, we've been knowing about what Salmonella can do. The challenge is the outbreaks that happen unexpectedly. And so there is a lot of preventive measures. Many times we hear that there is an outbreak, and it's like it gets to be scary news, because those unfortunate people who get it in their bloodstream get to be very sick. So therefore, it's very important to wash the vegetables very well, cook the foods very well, that kind of prevention. And if you are in the risk of getting Salmonella, or you bought something from a store that has an outbreak, just make sure that you check with your doctor, drink enough fluids, take probiotics, because we want to make the balance inside your gut better for the good guys, for the better bacteria that you have in your gut. And that's why probiotics have this importance, Earl, and that's why the science behind it gets to be very fresh and new. Just 10 years of science is not too much for probiotics. So we are seeking the companies that do more research on the probiotics they bring to the market. So when you take them, you're not just investing money to take pills, you know.
So you said that it could cause real damage to the organs. In the worst case scenario, undiagnosed or you know, the fact that people don't realize. Oh, it can happen fast.
It happens very fast. If it's absorbed to the bloodstream, within hours, there is organ failure and nothing can be done. Very few can
really?
Be done if this
happens. Really? So, so what are the signs, again, that we should be looking out for? And so sometimes we don't know whether what we are contracting is COVID. We don't know if it's avian flu. We don't know if it's Salmonella. And so how do we know without panicking? Go ahead.
It's very tricky. It can cause, starts with diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, headache, nausea, and vomiting. And that's why I tell my clients, make sure that you have enough, you drink enough fluids. When you start to get those symptoms, you drink enough fluids, you have good probiotics at home, and you communicate with your practitioner, health provider right away. So you start on your own to do things, because many times we let them heal on their own. But diarrhea can cause a problem of dehydration. So we have some types of probiotics that we recommend to people to take right away to help recover the gut health fast. So the challenge, Earl, is that very few unfortunate people would move right from diarrhea, fever, abdominal cramps, and suddenly they lose consciousness. Suddenly they are in the hospital. Within one day, they are dead because of how Salmonella is virulent when it reaches the bloodstream. So to protect prevention of absorption of bad things, bad bugs to the bloodstream, we need protection in the layer, in the cells that is between the outside world and your bloodstream. So
how prevalent is Salmonella then?
It's not prevalent. When it happens, they would call it Salmonella outbreak. That
right.
They found someone sick with Salmonella, and they would put their hands, where did it come from? So that came from now in Wisconsin and from fresh basil. It happens in different states. Every couple of years or every year now, we hear about the outbreak. So it's just, I know that the agriculture and the health authorities are very serious about it. So the outbreak doesn't get to be worse than that. That's why everyone knows about it. Everyone tried to check themselves out and make sure that they are taking the preemptive measures.
So, you know, when you get a headache or fever or runny nose or those kinds of things, we aren't quick as people to run and say, oh, we got to go see the emergency. We have to go see the doctor. And so what I'm hearing you say is it doesn't automatically mean when you have a runny nose or a sore throat that you run to the doctor immediately. I mean, how do you determine when it's time, Dr. Omar?
What I recommend, so you try, if according to the severity of the symptoms, many times you get sick on a Thursday, and if you start to take doses of vitamin C, vitamin D, quercetin, N-acetylcysteine, these supplements help to support the body to fight a virus. If you stay sick for 1 or 2 days, you're not improving, that's when you communicate with your healthcare provider. Of course, you can always, and it's always recommended that you contact your doctor. If you can't, contact your pharmacy to get the first line of what can help you. Get NyQuil. Get things to help support you in the time of, like, you don't need to have fever. So you try to take the measures that's going to help you get better within 1 or 2 days. But if you get sicker longer than that, I highly recommend you communicate with your doctor just to see what needs to happen.
So that on-the-shelf medication, over-the-counter medication, it's okay to begin with that.
It's for sure okay to begin with that, and actually to have it at home between those OTC over-the-counter and those vitamins that you can use right away. Have them at home to be like an arsenal for you to protect you right away. So you like maybe it's you don't need to get like 4 or 5 days in the bed, you know.
All right, In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show, 844-967-2789 is the number. Your questions and comments are welcome. Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It's Thursday. That means In the Pharmacy with the one and only Dr. Omar, the pharmacist. He is the proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon and Thiensville. So Dr. Omar, so you keep talking about how important it is to keep control over your immune system. And so, you know, it's one thing for doctors and pharmacists, you know, this is you guys, it's the business you're in, but the average person, we don't know the intricacies of that. And what we need to do and what are the steps and the processes. Our immune system, what would you say, how do we begin to take control over that?
Simple things. Decrease stress in your life.
Easy for you to say.
Simple things. No, I'm not saying easy. I'm saying simple.
Okay.
Simple. Okay. Right. Decrease stress in your life. Sleep. Management, sleep better. Sleep 7-8 hours of deep sleep.
Come on, man. 7-8 hours of deep sleep.
As much as you can.
Right. Okay.
To sleep better. Nutrition. Eat breakfast. Focus on the breakfast meal. Nutritious meal. Fruits, vegetables. Eat proteins, lean proteins, foods that you cook at home. Then exercise. Then drink enough water. And then take control your blood pressure, your chronic conditions. Make sure that these that yearly checks are under control. And then take basic supplements, vitamin C, vitamin D, multivitamin, fish oil. Take a daily immune-supporting supplement before the time of viruses, like start from, I would say, August to take conservative doses of vitamin C. Keep taking at least 4,000 units of vitamin D a day, so you would have it high in your blood. So all the research that we see tell us if you have higher vitamin D levels in your blood, that's going to show better immune protection. And when you take vitamin D, by the way, take vitamin D3, not D2, because D2 can cause problems and calcification in the body. D3 is more important, and unfortunately, the D3 is not paid by the insurance. So yes, it can be appearing as more complex and challenging, but if we focus on the main steps for a good life, that's going to support
Omar, before Omar, before I go to the phone lines, you always say something that makes me think. So you said, don't take D2, take D3. And then you said, because the insurance companies won't pay for the D3. Explain to me. You would think that the insurance companies want people to be healthy. Is it because the D3 is more expensive than the D2?
D3 is more expensive than the D2. The D2 is very cheap.
Very cheap.
D3 is considered more effective than D2 and helps to maintain higher levels of vitamin D. And the problem is like the D2 comes in a capsule that's 50,000 taken once a week. So when I have my patients take this for insurance purposes, I tell them after 3 months, when you go for your blood work, you tell the doctor to compare the levels of vitamin D, and if they are low, if they are still 22, 25, still low, then we need to switch the vitamin D2 to D3, and we will let your doctor know, but maybe this is not the best form for you. But what I learned also lately is D2 can affect calcification where you don't need it on the soft tissues like arteries. So I tell all my patients to just recommend to them to take D3, not D2, as much as I can. Because the type of supplement will make a difference.
My last thought before I go to the phone lines. Well, not my last thought, but while I'm, can remember. I mean, you're saying that what we need to do, Dr. Omar, is pay as much attention to ourselves, our bodies, that we do to our business, to our money, to everything else. We should be focused, laser focused on our bodies, ourselves, who we, as much as we do all the other things that are really frivolous, frivolous in life, but we seem to focus more on those things than we do our own health.
Yeah, we should prioritize our health and what we put in our bodies more than we prioritize the type of latte that we drink in the morning, more than when we shop on Amazon and then we go into like choosing the right carpet cleaner and whatever. It's more important to put more focus into what we take on a daily basis to support the health of our bodies and our families,
All right, let's go to David from Milwaukee. Good morning to you, David. Thank you very much for hanging on. You say what?
Good morning. I'd like to bring up an issue of two subjects. One was the salmonella, and one is supplements in general. So salmonella, I'm concerned, Dr. Omar mentioned that, the origin is fresh basil. But actually, that's not real accurate. I know people do get it from buying, it could be other greens too. In the past, it's been various lettuce and But the actual origin, it's a zoonotic disease. It's a zoonotic pathogen. And it's mainly produced by the pig and poultry industry. And I'm always concerned when we hear that it's on the greens that we're eating, which are very healthy in general. That is not the origin of that pathogen. It somehow it gets onto those foods in the production somehow. So yes, okay. We need to be concerned about that. The other issue I'd like to bring up is there's always, you know, on this show, a lot of talk about vitamins and supplements, but and they're great, but there's a problem in that they are totally unregulated. And studies have been published in the Journal of the American Medical Association, where they have, you know, researchers have gone and purchased supplements, and they've either found that they do not even contain what it says on the label, or they contain way too much, up to 100 or 200 times the dose. So people need to be careful and be aware of that.
So David, hang on a second, because if you go back, Dr. Omar and I have had this conversation, and he said that supplements are the Wild Wild West. On the air, he's made it clear that all supplements are not equal. Go ahead, finish your point.
For instance, I'm aware that if you take a little bit too much zinc, even if you're getting the dose that it says, even if it's accurate, people, you know, treating themselves, if they overdo zinc a little bit too much, it will block the absorption of copper, which will lead to neurological damage that can be irreversible.
So hang on, David. Before we, you know, the fact of the matter is, Dr. Omar is a licensed pharmacist. And I don't know what your specialty is, but clearly having Dr. Omar on and going through these different steps is what's critically important. We're thankful for the information that you're giving us, but I don't know your medical background. And one of the things that Dr. Omar has always said is, you know, consultation is probably the most important thing. Dr. Omar, you want to respond to David?
I want to respond to David. Just the first point about the Salmonella, I was meaning that the Wisconsin Department of Health Services have linked the one Salmonella infection that has happened to fresh basil sold in Wisconsin. So for a general consumer, they kind of come and buy something and they get sick, they get to freak out. So, but this is the published information by Wisconsin Department of Health Services. But yes, I agree with you about the origin of it, but somehow it gets to the poultry, to the fresh fruits. So that's what happens. But because we're dealing with the public, we try to simplify the information. That's number one. Number two, I agree with you. There is problems in the supplements industry. And that's why I always say you have to consult with your doctor. You have to consult with your pharmacist. You have to check the drug interaction. You have to check the doses. And the people are not going to do that on their own. So guidance is very important. So yes, high doses of zinc without copper would be a problem. That's why we always recommend the general main supplements for people to take, and anything else that's specialized and specific, take with guidance. So I totally agree with you on this point. We saw those reports, and that's why we are working as like anyone in the professional supplements industry, working with certain companies that provide certificate of analysis to prove what's in the label is inside the bottle, and that unfortunately increases the price of those supplements, and finding the balance between the quality and the price and not to just get marketing information gets to be some kind of a roadmap that needs to be navigated with guidance.
And really, to be honest with you, David, and great information, by the way, and thank you for calling and listening, is the fact that if there's a Wild Wild West, then it should be regulated. The question becomes, why is it not regulated? And who determines what's regulated and what's not regulated. Politicians, you know, if what is happening and what is occurring is damaging to the American people, and that the what the ingredients that are supposed to be, you know, in those bottles aren't in fact that, then there's something that needs to be done through the Food and Drug Administration, and that needs to be brought into line with what's in the best interest of the American people. Let me do this. So 844-967-2789 is the number. You guys hang on. Dr. Omar in the pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. Hang on the phone lines. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. Welcome back to In the Pharmacy with Dr. Omar on the Earl Ingram Show. Every Thursday, 9 to 10 a.m., just a great dialogue, great information. I'm so happy that Dr. Omar has agreed to be here every Thursday. We really appreciate you taking the time out of your very, very busy day. He is the owner and proprietor of Welltopia Pharmacy in Mequon, Thingsville. Let's go to the phone lines and Mary from Wauwatosa. Hey, Mary, how are you? It's always great to hear from you.
Good morning, Earl, and thanks for this opportunity. I'd like to ask Dr. Omar, I've heard that a natural treatment for wound healing is Manuka honey. Some people deal with diabetic ulcers and that this might be helpful without the possible side effects of some meds. So I'd just like to ask your knowledge of this, and if so, why is Manuka honey special? Thank you.
Thank you as always, Mary.
Manuka honey is a New Zealand honey that has healing powers to the skin, like in ulcers, and we use it a lot as a first line to help with healing of those wounds. It just have antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant properties. Antibacterial, anti-inflammatory, and antioxidant. So it would help with certain bacteria as proven by research, like MRSA infections. It can help to kind of clear and clean and heal. So, but I also recommend that we check if the ulcer is deeper or not just needing Manuka honey to help it, because we work with dermatologists and endocrinologists to help with those ulcers, and we create formulas that help with these kind of ulcers, and we have excellent results. Compounding has excellent results to help with healing of those ulcers that sometimes can appear or feel like they are untreatable. Sometimes IV antibiotics are needed. So I always recommend for these type of ulcers and wounds to have a comprehensive approach between the patient, the doctor, the pharmacist, and natural healers to find the best combination of those, because sometimes the answer is not just one component. But I also want to strengthen on the fact that if you have a bad wound or bad ulcer due to diabetes, for instance, and it's not healing, communicate with a nearby compounding pharmacy, because we have in our arsenals a lot of excellent formulas and bases that that have proven scientifically and helps with healing, fast healing, you know?
You know, Dr. Omar, you often talk about, you know, the herbal remedies and all these other things that our good friend and doctor Carter always provided. And so is it safe to say combination of both medicine as well as you know, the supplements? It's not one size fits all.
I agree. It's just we're dealing with the human body. We're dealing with the same source of medicine that produce this, the same research that help with natural supplements. It's the same pharmacy that produces regular medications. We just have to make sure we have enough weapons to help treat our bodies. And by that, we love the comprehensive approach and the triage of care. The doctor, the pharmacist, the patients, we all communicate, because it's always the doctor is going to give the treatment. The pharmacist will explain the treatment. The patient needs to know the plan to follow the treatment, right? So it's...
You know, Omar, this is so complex. The body is so complex. The health field in addressing, which is really at the root of the health care field and system, is the human body, right? Yes. I mean, that's it. And so what I don't understand a lot, Dr. Omar, you know, it's a lot of things that happen to us are preventative if we see a doctor on a semi-regular basis. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's not easy. The access is not easy. So that's why you try to seek help from the closest person that's going to listen to you. And sometimes it's the internet, and then it's just not, doesn't work, you know?
Right.
So access is not an easy thing. It's challenging, but we have to face ourselves with the most important questions in regards to our health. You know, it's just the duty of everybody, of us.
You know, and there's so many things and variables that affect us and impact our health, that the best you can do is get as much information as you possibly can from sources who've done the study. Is it safe to say that?
Yeah, from sources that are trusted, that are licensed, who know what they are talking about, who kind of their first safeguard is to protect you and to provide you good information.
Well, so Dr. Omar, unfortunately, you know, we have to leave it there. Hope you feel better. I know you will. I got to come and see you. I got a couple other questions I need to ask you. But, you know, thank you as always. And for all of those of you who listen, Dr. Omar, how can they get in touch with you?
through the pharmacy by calling 262-429-9429 or go to wiltopiarx.com.
And Calvin, how can people get access to this show?
You can find the show on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts, as well as the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/shows.
All right. Up next, Jane Madnair and Greg Bach. Madnair on air. Dr. Omar, we'll see you soon. Hey, everybody. Enjoy the rest of the day. Calvin, thank you for all you do. See you guys later.